This podcast is produced by the Fireside Chat Club of Canada.
Hello, and welcome to Canada as I see it. Hello, and welcome to the show. Thank you very much, Coralie, for introducing the show. If you would like to introduce Canada as I see it, please send me an audio recording of you saying, "This podcast is produced by the Fireside Chat Club of Canada." Well, I say audio, you could send me a video if you'd like. I can't really show it on here, but I'll take the sound and put it to good use. So today is April 21st, and we do have a birthday to celebrate today, but we also have another thing to celebrate. Today is show number 25. 25 episodes of Canada as I See It. Thank you so much for listening, and please tell everyone you know. You can download it from podbean.com or wherever you can find podcasts. The birthday we're celebrating today is of a woman named Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor. That should probably be a clue. Today would have been the 98th birthday of Queen Elizabeth II. She was born on this date in 1926. Actually, the interesting thing was the 21st of April was her actual birthday. And she, I guess being the queen, it's good to be the queen, she got to celebrate two birthdays every year, partially because I guess people felt as though the weather in April in Great Britain is sometimes not very hospitable, and they wanted to celebrate it during a more temperate time, so they would get to do it again in June. So that was the one thing, but officially her birthday was April 21st. The other event that happened around this time, actually last Friday, was 120 years ago, and that was the Great Fire of Toronto. It wasn't a very nice, speaking of weather that's not very nice in April. The weather that night in 1904 was cold and blustery. It was a little below freezing, and there were snow flurries and strong winds. Winds were coming down from the north about 50 kilometers an hour. And Toronto being Toronto of the time, it was awfully quiet downtown. Everything had pretty well been closed off at 6 o'clock that night, and probably a good thing, because just after 8 o'clock, a police constable noticed some flames coming from a building on Wellington Street, and he called in an alarm. And unfortunately, though, with I guess the way that buildings were manufactured at that time, things spread very quickly. Of course, the wind probably didn't help either. And by the time the fire was extinguished, it had destroyed over 100 buildings at a total loss at that time of $10,350,000. There were firefighters from all over southern Ontario and New York, Hamilton, Buffalo, Niagara Falls, Brantford, Peterborough. There were over 250 firefighters fighting, and they used around up to about 11 million liters of water to put the fire out. The amazing thing about that night was that no lives were lost. That's incredible in itself, but the fact that this fire that destroyed 100 buildings only lasted 9 hours. 9 hours, and 100 buildings in Toronto's downtown core were destroyed. It literally gutted the core of the city. Now, this whole podcast has been based on what I've written about Canada, taken from a t-shirt that I had discovered back in 2020. And I was probably going to look at whatever I wrote on April 21st, but just in the way that it happened, I never actually wrote anything. All of the facts that I used, I wrote about from July of 2020 through to March of 2021. So I never actually had something on the 21st. Fortunately, though, the series that I wrote about before, I was doing a lot of writing at that time. The essay that I wrote on April 21st in 2020 was about Canada. Go figure. The one shirt, actually, well, I'm holding it up to the microphone right now. If you look very closely, you might be able to see it or not. Let me describe it for you. I actually got this one particular shirt from the Timmins Gold Mine. And I got that on as part of a trip. Just after my wife Caroline and I started dating 20 years ago, we discovered that we had a shared love of traveling. Well, to be truthful, I was just discovering it. We had already gone on a couple of short trips, but that year we decided we were going to go on our first big trip. And no, for those of you who know us, it was not to Walt Disney World. No, our first trip would be to Cochrane, Ontario. And that was to see the newly opened polar bear habitat. It's actually a center where they would take in bears, polar bears primarily, but others too, that had been perhaps orphaned or that were discovered or injured, and they rehabilitated them. So we were quite interested in that and decided to make the trip. Now, the thing about that was, is that Cochrane is on Highway 11. And at one point in history, although it's not quite the deal now, Highway 11 ran, it started at the lakeshore in Toronto. And the street in Toronto was known as Yonge Street. And there was sort of a, a legend. I guess that's what you could call it, where it was supposedly known as the longest street in the world. It started at the base, the lakeshore in Toronto, and went all the way north to Cochrane, where it made a big left turn and started moving west, all the way out to almost the Manitoba border, where it sort of met with a highway coming out of Baudette, Minnesota. You can still see it now if you check a map. Highway 11 meets that point, and although it may not have been known as Yonge Street all the way out there, it was Highway 11, and at that point, Highway 11 came all the way into Toronto. So we used this thought, and we started at about 7 o'clock that morning and drove all the way up to Cochrane, staying on Yonge Street, or Highway 11. And we did that to get up to the polar bear habitat. Part of this trip was not just to go to the facility there, but we also took the Polar Bear Express, That's a train that would go from Cochrane up to Moosonee, Ontario. And it was just south of the shores of James Bay. And then we took an outboard canoe from that point to the community of Moose Factory, Ontario. And that was about as far north as you could go at that point of Ontario. There are not many, I think the roads stopped a little bit south of there. So anywhere north of that point, you pretty well have to fly to. It was just an incredible trip. I was just starting to take digital pictures around that time too. So we do have all sorts of photographs, and it's a great memory. But anyway, that was a tangent, wasn't it? Huh? The side trip that we took while we were up there was to Timmins, Ontario. And that is where the Timmins Gold Mine Tour was. And it actually shared a space, oddly enough, with the Shania Twain Museum. Shania Twain was the singer, was born in Timmins. And I guess they just wanted to make the most of the space. So half was Shania Twain Museum and the other half was part of the entrance to a gold mine. And, you know, we made the day of it. But the really interesting thing was we went down into the gold mine and looked around. It was something that had been there for like 100 years. And the neat thing was, too, after the end of the tour, we each got a canceled paycheck from one of the actual miners. And, well, I think, if I recall, they probably enough to buy one combo meal at a fast food place. One, not one for each of us. And there you go. That's our trip to Cochrane and Timmins and the gold mine and Shania Twain's museum. And the really interesting thing about it was, all of this was done without booking anything online. It was all the reservations, all of the arrangements, all of the preparation for tickets was all done by telephone. And our maps to get up there were printed out on MapQuest. It was supposed to be the wave of the future at that time. But now everyone just punches the address into a GPS. But yeah, we made that trip and we've thought about going back up that way. The polar bear habitat is still there. The address, if you're looking for it, is polarbearhabitat.ca. And if you go to the site, you'll notice that they're celebrating their 20th anniversary this year. So yeah, there you go. We were there just as it opened. While we were there, they were actually just finishing it. It is quite the facility. I'm going off on tangents now and after I've finished everything. But there was one really touching thing, and that was while we were there, and it was a little bit cooler in the season, we were able to, and get ready for this, we were able to go swimming with the polar bears. Now, we didn't actually go swimming in the same area. They were on one side of a really thick piece of plexiglass, and we were on the other in a shared pool. And the really interesting thing about this was two of the polar bears that we saw up there were twin sisters, Aurora and Nikita. And we, for some reason, those names just stuck. And we heard several years later, that they had been moved down to the Toronto Zoo. And one time, a few years ago, we were up there, and of course, you know, we had to go see the polar bears. And I don't know if it was just the sound that did it, but Caroline called out, "Aurora," when we saw the bears, and we'd swear she looked up and She knew her name, I think, but I thought, I wonder, hey, I know those people. You know, I saw them about 20 years ago. So now there, I think I'm done. If I keep going, if I go off on another tangent, we could be here for an hour or so. So I think I might just cut it there. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Please do let everyone you know about the podcast. You can find it on podbean.com or at my own website, warpole.ca. That's WHORPOLE.ca. And for now, I think I might be changing it because I've been doing a little bit of work on the site. But for now, you can click on that Fireside Chat Club of Canada icon in the lower left, and that'll take you right to the latest episodes. Thanks again for listening, everyone. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. And that's a part of Canada as I see it. It is written and produced by me, James Warpole, and brought to life by the Fireside Chat Club of Canada. Our theme song is Night Owls by Brayden Deal. If you have any questions or comments, please email me at asiseeit@warpole.ca. Join us every Sunday for another episode of Canada as I see it.